In a recent Washington Post editorial, former Republican President George W. Bush called for bipartisan immigration reform. Bush's stance is a strong contrast to the position embraced by Donald Trump and many current Republican Party officials. Rather than demonizing immigrants, Bush emphasized the need to restore the people's confidence in an immigration system that serves both our values and our interests. Hi, this is Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The op-ed comes at a time when the United States has seen a surge of migrants coming to its southern border. As the Biden administration has struggled to handle the influx, the political divide between those who support and those who oppose reform has widened. There are some critics of Bush who find his comments to be hypocritical. I disagree. Having practiced immigration law for over two decades, as I look back, I believe Bush would push for some measure of immigration reform when he was president. I thought he had a strong chance to make it happen. He had proposed the idea of a special immigration program for immigrants from Mexico. Though disliked by some immigrant advocates, the concept was well reasoned. Historically, the largest contingency of immigrants have come from Mexico. This is not surprising. The U.S. and Mexico are neighbors. Many families have a long history of living on both sides of the border. Unfortunately, the 9/11 attack took place. Any idea of immigration reform was shelved for many years. That infamous day was 20 years ago. In some ways, we have moved on since that day in our view of foreigners. Yet for many, the negative attitudes towards all immigrants has not subsided. The previous administration struck a nerve with many law-abiding, well-intended citizens. The attempts to demonize immigrants fleeing political chaos, violence, and poverty did not succeed. It was like shock therapy. Alas, one election is not enough to eliminate such stench from our political discourse. There are those who still want to push this false narrative. But more and more Americans realize that the vast majority of these individuals are not arriving to steal jobs from U.S. citizens and abuse public benefits. They simply want what we all want: stability and security in their lives. Clearly, immigrating to the United States is not the only solution, but it is one they are spoon-fed by those who want to manipulate them for selfish economic purposes, or they are influenced by folks with limited knowledge of the true situation, politically, socially, and economically in the U.S. Now is the time to rethink our antiquated immigration policies, which have grown more and more and more ineffective with the passage of time. This point was recognized by Bush. The help and respect historically accorded to new arrivals is one reason so many people still aspire and wait to become Americans, said Bush. He added, "So how is it that in a country more generous to new arrivals than any other, immigration policy is the source of so much rancor and ill will?" The short answer, he continued, is that the issue has been exploited in ways that do little credit to either party. And no proposal on immigration, he added, will have credibility without confidence that our laws are carried out consistently and in good faith. We can do this. In fact, we must do this for the many generations that will follow the path we lay forth. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.